Much of the Bristol Bay region is represented by District R State Senator Gary Stevens from Kodiak. Stevens is a Republican, and he's the chair of the Senate Education Committee. He paid very close attention to the language used regarding education by Governor Sean Parnell during his State of the State speech.
I'm glad that he put an increase into the BSA, but I would like to see a higher increase. It seems to me that we're not keeping up with the costs, and it's making it really difficult. We're once again saying to education, do more with less.
For the last 4 years, the base amount of money given to the school districts per student has stood at $5,680. The governor's education reform legislation would increase that amount up to $5,765 in fiscal year 2015. However, the governor has linked that increase to the base student allocation to making other education reforms like increasing access to charter schools and residential boarding schools. Stevens maintains that some work needs to be done to further assist the new residential boarding schools in Alaska.
They're underfunded in terms of living conditions and the cost that it takes to fund boarding schools. So, yeah, I think those are they make sense. And I've looked it through carefully. We'll have a discussion, have lots of questions answered, and we'll see where it really goes. But at this time, it looks like a pretty good bill to me.
In recent years, the Alaska legislature has provided some additional money for public education, but it's been in the form of one-time money that comes outside of the base student allocation. Stephen says he would rather that money be included in the BSA.
There's interest in doing that. I'm not sure if the votes are there right now. There's a lot of concerns about public education, and I don't think we have quite the support that we should have. But hopefully we can argue it and convince folks that that's where education should be funded.
The education reform legislation put forward by the governor includes language to eliminate the high school graduation qualifying exam in Alaska. Senator Stevens also put forward legislation to eliminate the graduation exam, and that legislation has already been the subject of a hearing in the Senate Education Committee. As a matter of fact, the bill was passed out of the Education Committee, and it's now in the Senate Finance Committee. Stevens says the measure makes more sense to be included in the governor's omnibus bill.
I just see it be all in the governor's bill. We put it there just in case the governor's bill runs into trouble and for some reason does not progress through the legislature this year, that at least our bill that only takes care of exit exam elimination would be there and ready to go.
The governor's plan is to replace the high school graduation qualifying exam with either the SAT, ACT, or the Work Keys assessment. The second session of the 28th Alaska Legislature is scheduled to run through April 20th. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.